the readings of today, especially the first reading, we see that the high priest who is crowned because of his virtues, and so indeed is a saint whose feast we celebrate today. The principal saint, there are many saints. Saint Lawrence Justinian. Saint Lawrence was born in the 15th century, or late 14th century, near Venice, and when he was still very young, he went and entered the monastery of San Giorgio, which is a monastery that you can see across from the lagoon in Venice, across from St. Mark's. A magnificent monastery, an Benedictine monastery. And from there, he was made a bishop, and then he was chosen by the Holy Father to be made the first patriarch of Venice. Interestingly enough, the patriarchate in that area originally had been of a little town that's basically unknown, today it's still unknown, of Grado. And the Holy Father very justly and wisely moved it to Venice, which of course is still known, very, very, very well known. The Queen of the Adriatic, the Serene Republic, as it is called. And so, St. Lawrence, without necessarily wanting this great honor and this great onus, took it upon himself. He continued to live as poorly and soberly as he had as a monk, and nevertheless, he made many improvements in the diocese. He opened many other monasteries. I'm sure they're not there any longer. This is a long time ago, and everything's gone down the drain nowadays. Even St. Giorgio has just a few monks, just barely, the last time I was there. And in the meantime, he opened hospitals and orphanages and many parishes for the people of Venice. He was regarded, and this was before the Council of Trent. He died in 1455, 100 years before the Council of Trent. He was regarded as an ideal bishop, just as later on, after the council, St. Charles Borromeo was hailed as an ideal bishop. And so, we see that the grace of God, as the readings predict, fell upon him, as they fall upon those who use the gifts of God for the glory of God. He was given 5 talents, and he gave God 10. And, of course, they left out of the translation the fact that there was one to whom was given 1 talent, each according to his benefit, and he did not make any profit for God. He just kept the 1 talent. He put it in a napkin and dug a hole in the ground because he was afraid of God, who is, of course, the master. And then when it was time, he returned it to him just like that. Nothing. He had not grown. And, of course, the talent is our spiritual life. And that which we do with the blessings, the graces, the indulgences, all the benefits that God has given to us, mainly spiritual, but also physical and financial. And many people are afraid of taking any risks, and as a result, they do nothing. And of course, the spiritual life is not a do-nothing spiritual life. The spiritual life is one that must continue to progress and progress and progress, to give to God another 5, another 10, another 20 talents. Do not be satisfied with doing little or doing nothing, because what little you have shall be taken away from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.